English Today, SET, Intermediate 2, Intensive Listening. Title, Why Should We Protect Our Environment?
Sahabat cerdas, kamu akan mendengar kembali monolog yang berisi presentasi Eric tentang perlindungan lingkungan hidup. Bersiaplah untuk menjawab pertanyaan yang diberikan.
Please listen carefully. It's Earth Day, and the campus is celebrating with some special events. One of the events is a seminar with an environmental activist. He is presenting his views on environmental issues.
Well, it looks like everybody's here. So I'd like to welcome you all to the seminar. My name is Eric, and my topic today is environmental protection. In recent decades, environmental problems have increased as a result of human activities. Our actions are now threatening the health of our planet, the land we live in and work on, right? It is undeniable that environmental protection is very important. Let me give you some reasons. First of all, there is the issue of environmental pollution. Pollution affects the health and lives of many people. We need a clean planet to stay healthy. It's simple. If we pollute our air and oceans, at some point they will no longer support us. Secondly, the temperature of the Earth's atmosphere is increasing. Global warming and climate change are real. Heat waves, drought, wildfires, and floods are now more frequent and intense. We need to do something before it is too late. Finally, future generations may face many difficulties due to the environmental problems caused by us. We all have to live on this planet, and we need to act responsibly for future generations. In conclusion, environmental protection is very important for us all. So remember, no matter how small or insignificant your actions may seem, they are important. It only takes one person to start a movement that can lead to positive change.
Sahabat cerdas, sekarang jawablah soal-soal berikut. Pilihlah salah satu jawaban yang benar.
Answer the questions by choosing A, B, C, D, or E. Question number one. How many points does the speaker present in his argument? A. 1, B. 2, C. 3, D. 4, E. 5. Question number 2. What is the first point presented in the talk? A. The pollution on our planet. B. Earth's increasing temperature. C. Global warming. D. The dangers faced by future generations. E. Cleaning up the planet. Question number 3. What is the last idea proposed in the talk? A. Consider future generations. B. Avoid climate change. C. Keep the planet clean. D. Take real action to save the planet. E. Decrease the Earth's temperature. Question number 4. Which one of the following is not an impact of climate change? A. Heat waves. B. Pollution. C. Droughts. D. Floods. E. Wildfires. Question number 5. The speaker says, our actions are now threatening the health of our planet, the land we live and work on, right? What does he mean when he says, right? A. He thinks that human activities endanger the earth. B. He does not like human actions. C. He confirms with the audience that they agree with his statement. D. He is not sure about his statement. E. He is very sure that human actions are threatening the earth.
Sahabat cerdas, mari kita bahas jawaban dari soal yang sudah kamu kerjakan. Coba dengarkan kembali soal nomor satu tadi.
Question number one. How many points does the speaker present in his argument? A. 1 B. 2 C. 3 D. 4 E. 5
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
C. 3
Mengapa demikian? Soal tadi menanyakan tentang jumlah ide atau argumen yang disampaikan oleh pembicara untuk meyakinkan pendengar tentang pentingnya perlindungan lingkungan hidup. Sahabat cerdas, setelah kita dengarkan monolog tadi, Eric menyampaikan tiga gagasan pentingnya perlindungan lingkungan. Gagasan Eric tadi diawali dengan kata hubung.
First of all, secondly, finally.
Coba dengarkan kembali gagasan Eric yang pertama tadi.
First of all, there is the issue of environmental pollution.
Sahabat cerdas, dari ungkapan tersebut, kita tahu adanya permasalahan polusi lingkungan. Gagasan kedua yang disampaikan Eric, yaitu
Secondly, the temperature of the Earth's atmosphere is increasing. Global warming and climate change are real.
Dari ungkapan kedua tersebut, kita tahu bahwa suhu udara di bumi naik. Pemanasan global dan perubahan iklim tersebut merupakan sesuatu yang nyata. Sementara gagasan ketiga atau terakhir yang disampaikan Eric, yaitu
Finally, future generations may face many difficulties due to the environmental problems caused by us.
Sahabat cerdas, dari ungkapan tadi, kita tahu bahwa generasi mendatang menghadapi banyak kesulitan karena berbagai permasalahan lingkungan. Dengan demikian, ada tiga gagasan yang disampaikan Eric. Jadi, pilihan jawaban yang paling tepat untuk soal nomor satu adalah
C. 3 Question number 2. What is the first point presented in the talk? A. The pollution on our planet. B. Earth's increasing temperature. C. Global warming. D. The dangers faced by future generations. E. Cleaning up the planet.
Soal nomor 2 sudah kamu jawab, bukan? Nah, jawaban yang paling tepat untuk soal nomor 2 adalah
A. The pollution on our planet.
Soal nomor 2 ini menanyakan tentang argumen pertama yang disampaikan dalam presentasi. Kita dapat mengenali urutan argumen dengan memperhatikan kata-kata penanda seperti
First of all, secondly, and finally.
Argumen pertama tadi menggunakan kata
First of all.
Jadi, dari presentasi Eric dapat kita ketahui ide pertama yang disampaikan adalah mengenai polusi yang terjadi di planet kita. Dengan demikian, jawaban yang tepat adalah
A. The pollution on our planet.
Mudah bukan? Mari kita lanjutkan untuk soal nomor 3.
Question number 3. What is the last idea proposed in the talk? A. Consider future generations. B. Avoid climate change. C. Keep the planet clean. D. Take real action to save the planet. E. Decrease the Earth's temperature.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
A. Consider future generations.
Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan tentang gagasan paling akhir yang disampaikan dalam presentasi. Argumen terakhir ditandai dengan kata hubung, finally. Dalam presentasi tadi, Eric mengatakan,
finally, future generations may face many difficulties due to the environmental problems caused by us.
Akhirnya, generasi yang akan datang bisa jadi mengalami banyak kesulitan karena masalah lingkungan yang disebabkan oleh kita. Dengan demikian, dapat kita simpulkan bahwa argumen terakhir yang disampaikan berhubungan dengan generasi yang akan datang. Kita perlu memperhatikan generasi yang akan datang agar tidak menemui kesulitan karena masalah lingkungan yang kita ciptakan. Sehingga, pilihan jawaban yang paling tepat adalah
A. Consider future generations.
Berikutnya kita bahas soal nomor 4.
Question number 4. Which one of the following is not an impact of climate change? A. Heat waves. B. Pollution. C. Droughts. D. Floods. E. Wildfires.
Jawaban mana yang kamu pilih? Bagus. Jawaban yang paling tepat adalah
B. Pollution.
Mengapa demikian? Soal nomor 4 menanyakan tentang isu lingkungan yang bukan merupakan dampak perubahan iklim. Informasi ini dapat kita peroleh pada gagasan kedua yang disampaikan oleh pembicara. Dalam presentasinya, Eric mengatakan,
secondly, the temperature of the Earth's atmosphere is increasing. Global warming and climate change are real. Heat waves, drought, wildfires, and floods are now more frequent and intense.
Nah, sahabat cerdas, dengan memperhatikan informasi secara rinci, maka polusi tidak termasuk dalam dampak perubahan iklim dan pemanasan global secara langsung. Maka, jawaban yang paling tepat adalah
B. Pollution.
Kita lanjutkan soal nomor 5.
Question number 5. The speaker says, our actions are now threatening the health of our planet, the land we live and work on, right? What does he mean when he says, right? A. He thinks that human activities endanger the earth. B. He does not like human actions. C. He confirms with the audience that they agree with his statement. D. He is not sure about his statement. E. He is very sure that human actions are threatening the earth.
Apa jawabanmu? Jawaban untuk nomor 5 ini adalah
C. He confirms with the audience that they agree with his statement.
Soal nomor 5 ini menanyakan tentang maksud ungkapan pembicara yang berbunyi,
our actions are now threatening the health of our planet, the land we live in and work on, right?
Sahabat cerdas, pernyataan yang disampaikan pembicara tadi menunjukkan adanya interaksi pembicara dengan audiens. Dari pernyataan tersebut, kita tahu bahwa dalam mengajak pendengar atau audiens berinteraksi, pembicara yakin bahwa mereka menyetujui atau membenarkan gagasannya. Jadi, jawaban yang paling tepat adalah
C. He confirms with the audience that they agree with his statement.
Sahabat cerdas, kamu telah menyelesaikan latihan 2 dengan baik. Sekarang bersiaplah mengikuti bagian terakhir dari program ini.
Okay, listen to the next track please. Be ready to follow the instructions.